收我们的工作、我们的责任、忙碌之后，你给我们一段安静的时刻，我和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同坐在你的脚前。主啊，愿这一段时刻是我们听你交通、听你说话，是人与神一同相会、一同交通，一段蒙福又喜乐的时刻。我们在你的里面蒙了救赎，成为神家中的人。今天创造宇宙万有、为万有定旨意的神，成为我们的父亲，他爱每一个被他爱子生命所救赎回来的儿女。我们在父神的心中是何等的珍贵，何等的宝爱。他为我们定好了荣耀的目的，并且为我们安排了环境。让我们在肉身有限的年日中，能够丰富的认识、经历救恩，认识爱我们的主耶稣，好叫我们能够得着他在你里面要赐给我们一切的福分和荣耀。亲爱的主啊，为着这个缘故，今天晚上我们坐在你的脚前。哇，我们愿意安静自己的心和灵，借着你的宝血的功效，我们进到至圣所。我们灵里面，主啊，要注视你的荣光，也相信圣灵在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心中开启我们，开通我们的悟性和智慧，开启我们里面属灵的眼睛。亲爱的主啊，好叫我们能够不仅明白父神的旨意，我们也羡慕，也拣选，遵行父神的旨意，好叫我们在肉身有限的年日中，我们早早保得父神的慈爱，来见证爱我们的主耶稣。我们谢谢你，过去半年多，大半年的时间。你带领我们这样聚集在你的脚前，我们再把今天晚上的聚会恭敬托在你的手中。主啊，用你的荣美吸引我们，用你的自己充满我们，好叫我们反映出主的荣美来，叫父的心得着喜悦。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
很感谢主，今天晚上我们能够再一次的聚在他的脚前，
We thank God that we can meet together again before His feet.
今天我们终于来到这一次和弟兄姊妹交通主题中的最后一个题目。
And tonight we finally come to the last topic that we'll be sharing about.
我们过去这一段日子的主题是在基督里生根立基。
This topic that we've been sharing about is being rooted and strengthened in Christ.
我们讲到圣灵的工作和主的救恩，
We've talked about the work of the Holy Spirit and the salvation of God.
我们讲到祷告，
We've talked about prayer.
我们讲到怎样在肉身中认识圣灵，并且跟随圣灵。
We've learned about how to know the Holy Spirit and how to follow the Holy Spirit.
那么今天我们来到最后一课我的题目是。如何学习圣灵管制的功课？
And tonight's topic is how to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们先来读一点的经文。
We'll first read some verses.
罗马书第八章二十八到三十节。
Romans 8:28-30。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, those he also called; whom he called, those he also justified; and whom he justified, those he also glorified.
这一段的经文呢，我们可以把它领会作神救了我们以后，他在我们身上的带领和教育，并他的目的。
We can understand these verses as God's leading and guidance and his purpose for us after he saved us.
我个人把它起名叫做我们认识圣灵的管制。
And I personally have called this understanding or knowing the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
从这段圣经我们看见呢，主的话向我们说明为什么我们需要认识并且学习圣灵管制的功课。
From these verses, God tells us why we have to know and to obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵管制是为着你我肉身，更是属灵的益处。
The discipline of the Holy Spirit is for each of us to be, is for our own good to be more spiritual.
使我们今生的生活显出神的祝福。
And so that our life can reveal God's blessings.
并且我们的属灵的生命能够显达到荣耀的结局。
And that our spiritual life may reach this end goal of glory.
这是神救我们荣耀的旨意和目的。
And this is the glorious purpose and will for why God saved us.
这个得荣耀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是在你我的生命性格里面，我们得着了耶稣基督的他的性格。
And so for us to be glorified means that in all the aspects of our life, we received Christ's nature.
如果我们每一个人都活出了基督的性格，那么我们每一个人的人生都是幸福的，都是把祝福带给别人。
And if we're able to live out this divine nature, then in our lives we're blessed and we can give out these blessings to other people.
我们讲这个基督的性格哈，英文可以把它翻叫做 the character of Christ.
Character of Christ.
我们每一个人都有了基督的性情，因为在那个生命里面就是这个性情。
And so then we've all received this character of Christ because this is the character in the life.
Lydia, 我们把它分开啊，中文性情的叫做 nature, come with birth. Nature, come with birth.
Nature, come with birth.
Okay. 但是 character has to be shaped.
Character has to be shaped. Okay.
性格是需要塑造，需要锻炼。
So the character has to be shaped.
Okay, 这个点呢，这就是圣灵管制的目的。
And then this is the purpose of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们信了耶稣基督，我们就有了神儿子的生命。
After we believe in Christ, then we have the life of his son.
在这个生命里面，就有主耶稣的性情。
And then in this life, then we have the nature of Christ.
是的，然后呢，我们慢慢长大，这个性情接受主的教导训练，它就形成我们的性格。
And then as we grow up and this nature is trained and built up by God, this becomes our character.
是的，那个性格彰显出来的是神儿子耶稣基督的性格。
And then this character is revealing the character of God's son, Jesus Christ.
那个就是这里讲的磨成神儿子的形象。
And this is what it refers to when it says that we're conformed to the image of his son.
如果我们不认识什么是圣灵的管制，
If we don't know what is the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
那么圣灵来教导我们，我们也不知道他在教导我们。
And then when the Holy Spirit tries to guide us, we don't know that it is.
他来训练我们，塑造我们，我们跟他做对的话。
If the Holy Spirit comes to guide and instruct us and we match this,
那么我们就浪费了神给我们的带领和爱心。
If we go against this leading, then we're wasting God's leading and love for us.
我们今生呢，虽然我们信了主，我们有的时候也会受感动，也会有基督性情的表现和流露。
After we're saved, even though we often may be touched or we have part of his nature,
但是呢，我们人生大部分的表现都是我自己的性格，不是基督的性情。性格。
But the majority of the things that we do are part of our own character, not from Christ's character.
我想这大概是我们基督徒啊，所有失败、软弱和错误的一个基本的原因。
And this is probably one of the main reasons for all of our weaknesses or failures that happen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在没有信主以前，神就认识了我们。
Before we knew God, he already knew us.
他早就拣选了我们。
He had already chosen us.
所以刚才那一段圣经里面呢，神预先认识我们，然后他就来呼召我们，然后他就把我们人生，他就负我们人生一切的责任。
And so first he foreknew us, and he called us, and then he bore all the responsibility for us. He justified us.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你蒙恩得救以后，什么时候开始感觉啊，自己是蒙拣选的，自己是被呼召的人。
After you were saved, when did you feel that you were the one who was chosen or called?
我从我个人的经验，我也可能猜想啊，大部分弟兄姊妹可能都跟我一样。
And I believe from my experiences that most people are probably like me.
啊，我信了主以后，根本不知道主早就认识我，主早就拣选我，而且早就为我定好了目的。
And when I first believed, I didn't even know that He had already foreknew me. He already called me and predestined me.
而且因着没有这个认识，所以我对我人生的遭遇就觉得了，那个要做基督徒担子好重啊。
And because I didn't know this, I felt that the burdens in my life and the various encounters I had was very heavy.
我常常想要做好，但是我却失败了，所以我觉得我要为自己负责任。
And I often wanted to do good, but I failed. I thought that I had to bear my own responsibility.
但是若是你认识了什么叫做圣灵的管制，我们慢慢就安息下来。
But if you understand the discipline of the Holy Spirit, then you can be at peace.
怎么安息呢？
And how can you rest?
因为我开始知道，我一生各样遭遇的背后，是有爱的神来负责任。
Because I knew that behind all the encounters in my life, it was the God who loves us that's in control.
啊，他的爱都倾倒在我的身上。
And that all his love is already poured out on me.
若是没有他的许可，这些事不会临到我。
And if he didn't permit this, then these things wouldn't happen to me.
没有他爱的安排，这个环境我不会遭遇到。
Or without his loving plan, I wouldn't encounter this situation.
我开始认识，神真是我的父亲，他真是爱我。
I started to understand that God really was my father, that he loved me.
我记得在我年轻的时候，二十几岁，主开我这个眼睛了，看见了。
When I was 20-something, God opened my eyes so that I could see this.
有人说你真倒霉啊，你怎么遇见这么难的环境？我说不，我好有福气啊，主把这个机会给了我。
Some people say that how doomed you are to encounter all these hardships, but I said no, God gave me these opportunities.
弟兄姊妹，我这一次和大家交通，我何等盼望把这个看见了，传递给弟兄姊妹。
And I really hope to share the revelation to all of you as I share tonight.
如果我们看见了，我们碰到事情来的时候，就不会像世人。或者我不认识的时候问主说，主啊，为什么是我，为什么不是他？ Why me, not him?
And so if we see this and understand this, and when we encounter something, we won't ask God, why me and why not this person?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在信主以后还常常问主说， why me, 为什么我？主啊，你怎么偏待我了？
And after you believe, have you still asked God, why me?
实际上 每一件发生在我们人生中的事情。
In reality, every single thing that happens to us.
可能我们走过经历的时候，我们觉得困惑。
When we are going through it, we may think it's very hard.
我们觉得痛苦，我们觉得为难。
We may feel pain, hardship.
甚至有的时候我们感觉主不知道到哪去了。
Or sometimes we don't even know where God is.
但是若是你看见了圣灵的管制。
But if you see the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
就发现每一个遭遇，每一个经历，背后都有一条线把它贯穿起来。那一条线就是神的爱。
Then we can see that behind every encounter, there's something connecting them all together, which is God's love.
神负我们一切的责任。
That God, He's in charge, He's bearing all the responsibility for us.
而且在他的爱中，他把这些事情量给我，是有一个荣耀的目的的，是要我能够得荣耀，像他的爱子一样。
And that He's measured these things out to us in love because He had a glorious purpose that we can be like His Son.
让我在地上就能够饱享做神儿女的福分。
And so that while we're on earth, we can enjoy the blessing of being the children of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们信主了，就不会做一个仅仅得救的人而已。
And so then after we believe in him, we're not just only saved.
我要读一下罗马书第九章的几句话。
And then we'll read from Romans 9.
第九章第十一节、第十三节。
Romans 9:11 and then 13.
在那里，保罗说到，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
For the children not yet being born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls.
我们看见以撒，他从他的妻子得了双胞胎。
And so we know that Isaac got from his wife's twins.
啊。一个是以扫是先生的哥哥，另外一个是弟弟，就是雅各。
And the first one, the older one was Esau, and then the younger one was Jacob.
我们熟悉创世纪就知道，以扫天性呢是比较喜欢户外活动，比较老实，比较憨厚一点。
And so we know that Esau, he was more outdoorsy, he was more
a little simpler than his younger brother. 他比较简单，所以他被他弟弟骗了两次。
And so because of this, he was tricked by his brother twice.
你看啊，照人看以撒蛮好的，不以扫蛮好的。
To people, it seems like Esau was a pretty good person.
但是呢，我们看见雅各还没有生出来，就抓住他哥哥的脚，他就要抢先的。
We know that before Jacob was even born, he held onto his brother's feet to try to get out first.
而且后来他们的生活行为，我们看见雅各呢，他的天性很安静，但是他脑筋是不停的在转，在做生意啊。
And we know that Jacob, he naturally was more quiet, but his mind was always thinking of new things, new ways.
他就是要把他哥哥的东西变成他的东西。
He was trying to think of ways to take his brother's things to become his.
把他舅舅后来做了他岳父的东西呢，变成他的财富。
Or to take the possessions of his uncle.
照人看，人觉得这个雅各没有希望，不会变成一个好人的。
To people, it seems like Jacob has no hope. He couldn't be a good person.
但是神拣选他。
But God chose him.
神拣选他的时候有一个目的。
And God chose him for a purpose.
要把他改变成为像神儿子那样的尊贵，一个诚实正直的人。
The purpose was to conform into the image of his own son to be an honest, upright person.
Yes. 那么我们看，是雅各后来自己努力修行达到的吗？
Was it because Jacob worked hard himself to get to this?
不是雅各修行。
It wasn't because of Jacob's own ways.
而是圣灵在他身上。管制他，教育他。
But because of the discipline and the teaching of the Holy Spirit on him.
到最后，雅各年老的时候，他比世界最大的君王还尊贵，他为法老祝福。
And when Jacob was old, he was higher than all the kings on the earth and even blessed Pharaoh.
他里面丰富到一个地步，他不从人拿任何的东西了。
And he was blessed to the point that he didn't take anything from people.
他诚实，这个安息到一个地步，被他儿子骗，他也完全的安息。
And that he was restful to the point that when he was tricked by his sons, he was still at peace.
弟兄姊妹，雅各一生的故事，解释圣灵管制的过程。
The story of Jacob's life describes the journey of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的管制，我们看见是父神拣选的目的。
Through the discipline of the Holy Spirit, we see the purpose of God, of why God chose us.
我们在这罗马书里面有两次用这个字，中文都把它翻成按他的旨意。
In Romans, there's twice where they use the word that's translated to according to his will.
哎呀，在刚才我们读两处的经文啊，第一处就是罗马书第八章二十八节。
The first is from Romans 8:28.
第二处就是刚才我们读的罗马书第九章第十一节。
And the second part is Romans 9:11.
第八章是讲按他旨意被召的人。
From chapter 8 is those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes. 那么第九章十一节讲到显明神拣选人的旨意。
And then from 9:11, that the purpose of God according to election might stand.
Yes, yeah. 所以我们看见呢，呼召和拣选背后是神的那个目的，就是那个目的是给你的，给我的。
And God's purpose is behind his calling and who he chooses, and it's for each one of us.
弟兄姊妹，我们做肉身的儿女，你有没有感觉呢？你小的时候，爸爸告诉你，你以后长大要做什么？你就觉得沉重的不得了。
And so when we're small, when your parents ask you what you want to be when you grow up, this may feel very heavy.
我记得我高中要毕业，要考大学。
I remember when I was in high school graduating, going to college.
有一次我父亲呢，很严肃的找我，跟我谈了一次话。
And then once my father sternly had a talk with me.
他跟我讲，他说我了解你，比你自己了解自己还要清楚。
He said that I understand you more than you understand yourself.
他说：“我希望你以后去学经济学。”我一听啊，又生气又沉重。
And he said that I hope that you become a work in economics.
I studied. He wanted me to be an economist.
Economist. And when I heard this, I felt very burdened because of it.
Yeah, very heavy. 因为那不是我的兴趣，我也不知道什么叫做经济。那个时候高中生哪里会懂这些东西啊
？And because this wasn't my interest.And I also didn't even understand economics.
弟兄姊妹，当人把他的期望、目的加给你我的时候，我们达不到，我们就觉得很痛苦。
If other people put their wishes and hopes on you and you can't reach it, then we'll feel very bitter.
我希望大家知道，神把他的目的赐给你和我，如果要我们自己去达到，我们永远不可能。
God gave his purpose to each of us, but for us to fulfill it ourselves is never possible.
但是爱的神，他把这个责任托付在他自己的身上，所以圣灵亲自的来做我们的老师。
But the God who loves us, he put this responsibility on himself, and so the Holy Spirit is our own personal teacher.
所以圣灵亲自在我们环境中来训练，来教导我们。
And so the Holy Spirit personally in our own environments is able to guide us and teach us.
并且圣灵来做以前，神已经把一切需要的都赐给了我们。
And so what the Holy Spirit does is God has already given everything we need to us.
我们来读一下彼得后书。
And then we'll read from 2 Peter.
第一章第三节和第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
在这里，彼得让我们看见，神把他的目的给我们之前，他就先把一切的预备、一切的需要都赐给了我们。
Here, Peter shows us that before God gave us his purpose, He has already prepared and given us all things.
这是神的爱。
This is God's love.
神为了让我们能够达到他的目的，他自己来负我们的责任。
In order for us to be able to reach his purpose, he bore the responsibility himself.
但是神既然这么爱我们，他又给我们机会要来教导我们。
And because he loves us so much, he gives us opportunities to guide us.
因着他造我们的时候，赐给我们自由意志。
Because when he created us, he gave us free will.
他造我们的时候，给了我们能够思想的心思。
And he gave us ability to have our own thoughts.
他造我们的时候，也给了我们我们个人的我们的情感喜好。
And he also gave us our own feelings and interests.
他因着尊重你和我的缘故。
Because he respects each of us.
他虽然有他的目的，但是他从来不勉强我们自己去达到他的目的。
And so although he has his purpose, he'll never force us to do it.
我刚才讲到，我父亲对我有一个期望，有一个目的。但是我后来没有照他的意思去考，啊，这个经济系啊，我去读了物理，他也没有生气。
And so, although my father had his hope for me to do economics, I ended up studying physics, and he wasn't mad.
啊，等到我自己有儿子，他读大学的时候。
And then when I had my own son going to college.
我还记得我儿子去大学这个。新生训练 orientation 也有叫父母亲也要去参加的。
And then when he went to his new student orientation, the parents had to go too.
那么有一个下午呢，父母亲跟学生都分开来。那么父母亲有一堂是他们学校的这个副校长来跟我们谈话。
And then one afternoon, the parents and children were separated, and then the vice president was talking to the parents.
那一次谈完话啊，我非常生气。
And then after this meeting, I was very angry.
为什么呢？那个副校长说啊，从今天你走出这个 auditorium 开始，你要把你对你孩子期望通通放下。
Because the vice president said that after you leave this auditorium, then you have to put down all the hopes and wishes you have for your children.
他说你才是一个好的父亲，好的母亲，你的投资。才会有回报。
And then by doing this, then you can be a good parent, and you'll have, and then you'll have the
investment will be rewarded.
Investment will be rewarded.
因为送孩子去读大学花很多钱的。
Because it costs a lot of money to send your children to college.
那一天我出来跟我姊妹讲，我说这种岂有此理。
And I told my wife that this is a very unreasonable thing to say.
This is unreasonable request. 但是等到后头来，我学会放下我的自己，让我的孩子自己长大，真是叫我心里面高兴。
But then as I learned to put down myself and let my children grow up, this truly made my heart happy.
弟兄姊妹，人尚且这样，神他的目的在我们身上成全，他岂不更尊重你和我？
And so people are like this, if God's purpose can be accomplished in us, then how much more will he respect us?
但是在这个尊重的里面，他教育我们，就是用他的话语，用圣灵开启我们。
But in this respect, he is guiding us by using his Holy Spirit and his words.
借着各样的事情感动我们。
And so that all kinds of things he's touching us.
他等待我们甘心乐意地说，父啊，我知道我的一生。你已经为我分好了。
And he's waiting for us to willingly say that, Lord, we know that everything you've already planned out for us.
不仅前面我还没有看见的事情，就是我过去以前流泪的事情，里面都有你的爱。
Not only the things that I haven't seen yet, but also the things that I've shed tears for in the past, it's all filled with your love.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我走到这个关口，我要恭喜你，你得了一个大的启示。
If you've gotten to this point, then I congratulate you because you've received this great revelation.
你我成为一个走上神道路，为着神的旨意而生活的人。
Then you become someone who is walking in the way of God and in His will.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我自己在二十几岁的时候，不知道怎样这件事临到我，带给我极大的安慰、力量和喜乐。
And I don't know how, but when this thing was revealed to me in my 20s, this brought me great peace and strength and joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，认识万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，这是何等宝贵的一个看见。
And how precious is it to see that we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God.
但是很可惜哈，在事实上面，我们看见许多神的儿女们虽然蒙恩，虽然蒙爱了。
But oftentimes people, even though we have His love and His grace,
但是因着我们没有这一方面的认识，没有这一方面的追求。
But because we don't have this understanding or this pursuit of this,
还有我们自己个人的性情喜好，雄心抱负不一样。
Or that our own interests or own ways are different.
我们对救恩的经历，我们所能达到的地步就很不一样。
Then the depth of our experiences of the redemption or salvation is different.
但是神的目的一定会达成的。
But God's purpose will be accomplished.
我们知道在旧约时代，雅各他不知道神的目的的，但是最后神的目的还是做成在他身上。
In the Old Testament, Jacob, he didn't know God's purpose, but God's purpose was still done on him.
好，那就给我们看见神是全能的神。
And this shows us that God is almighty.
神是慈爱的神。
He's also loving.
神能够做人不能做的事情。
And that he can do things that people cannot do.
但是雅各是圣经里面的一个榜样，一个标本，让我们看见每一个神的儿女将来都是这样。
But Jacob is an example in the Bible that shows us that every children of God will be like this.
但是实际在每一个人肉身有限的年日里面。
But in reality, in each of our limited years,
谁能够像雅各一样最后变成以色列呢？必须我们要拣选神的旨意。
Who can like Jacob become Israel? We have to follow God's will, to choose His will.
什么叫做拣选神自己和神的旨意呢？
What does it mean to choose God and His will?
我觉得最好的就是认识圣灵的管制。
The best way is to know the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
好叫在我人生经历的每一个环境，每一个遭遇的里面。
So that in every environment, every encounter we have.
都带我更靠近神的那永远的目的。
That they all will draw us nearer to God's eternal purpose.
但是也有人一生呢，信了主就糊里糊涂的，跟着世俗的潮流走。
But some people, even after they believe in Him, they're confused and they follow the ways of the world.
跟着自己的兴趣喜好走。
Or they might follow their own interests.
弟兄姊妹们，跟着传统走。
Or they might follow the traditions.
结果他失去了得着这个认识的一个机会。
And they lost on this opportunity to know Him.
以至于在今生从来没有在环境中得着神要他得着的益处。
And that they never received the benefits that God wanted them to experience in the environment.
为什么呢？因为他觉得有更好的他要去追求，他就把这个放下。
It's because they believe that they have better things to pursue after, so they put this down.
结果他得着的都是短暂的、今生的、必朽坏的事物。
And so the things they receive are temporary, things that will wear away.
我们讲这种人呢，就是不服圣灵的管制。
And these are the people who do not submit to the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么将来我们进天堂啊，到永世之前呢，每个人都要达到那个目的，都要被成全的。
Before we enter eternity, this purpose will be accomplished in everyone.
如果我们今生没有达到，亲爱弟兄姊妹，那么还有千禧年、一千年、来世，我们可以补课。
And so if it's not accomplished, there will still be 1,000 years that we can make up for it.
但是那一千年我们就要后悔，要在黑暗中哀哭切齿。
But for those 1,000 years, we will regret in the darkness.
这是为什么我们需要认识什么叫圣灵的管制，我们需要拣选，而且愿意学圣灵管制的功课。
This is why we have to know the discipline of the Holy Spirit and be willing to choose it and obey it.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹分享一点我个人的领受，和大家有一点交通。
And next, I want to share about some of the things I personally have received or understood.
我们怎么样来学圣灵管制的功课？
How are we able to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit?
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌，对我帮助非常非常的大。
The hymn that we sang was really helpful to me.
我好像记得我在以前到 DC 去服侍的时候，我在主日和大家唱过这首诗歌。
I remember before when I came to fellowship with everyone in DC, we sang the song on Sunday.
在我二十几岁的时候，就有弟兄把这首诗歌介绍给我。
When I was 20-something, a brother introduced this hymn to me.
我唱了以后非常非常的喜欢。
And after singing it, I really loved it.
在大概我五十岁左右的时候，我遇见一位西国的弟兄。
And when I was around 50, I met a brother who was
American brother, dear brother, brother John Ingle. 我跟他很熟。
And so I met this brother, John Ingle, who is American. I was very familiar with him.
他是一个很懂音乐，所以他编了一本诗叫做 Christ in Songs, 一本诗集。
And he was very knowledgeable in music, and he put together some hymns called Christ in Songs.
他就跟我交通他喜欢的几首，他第一首就提这一首诗歌。
And he fellowshiped with me songs that he liked, and the first one he brought up was this one.
哇，他一提，我心好像就共鸣啊！我跟他讲，我也非常喜欢。
And he brought this up, my heart lit up. I said, I love this song very much too.
他说呢，他怎么认识？他说有弟兄们介绍给他。
And he said that also a brother introduced this song to him.
说这首诗歌呢，是尼托森弟兄介绍给中国的基督徒的。
And this was a hymn that Brother Watchman Nee introduced to people in China.
所以第六节他说是从中文翻译的，很可能是尼弟兄加上的一点的感觉。
And it's very likely that verse 6 was translated and Watchman Nee added some to it.
这首诗歌用来说明怎么样学圣灵管制的功课实在太好。
This hymn truly talks about how to follow the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
第一个学习，我们在每天的生活中借着圣灵常常思想父神的慈爱。
And the first is in our daily life, through the Holy Spirit, we often think about the love of God.
We meditate upon his love, fatherly love.
That we meditate upon his fatherly love.
他的大能。
And also on his great divine power.
要相信我自己一生所有大事小事。
And to believe that everything in their lives, whether big or small,
父神呢都已经为我们计划了安排好，你不要担心。
And that we don't have to worry because he has already planned and arranged all of it for us.
如果我们越多在这些点上面去思想、去祷告、去寻求主的话语的印证，
If we meditate and pray and pursue more about these things in his words,
弟兄姊妹，主会带我们活在父神的爱中。
That he will lead us to live in the Father's love.
我们能够安息在他的信实的里面。
And that we can rest in his faithfulness.
并且在他的爱中，我们学习来体贴他的心意，我愿意让他心意成全在我身上。
And that in his love we can learn to follow the will of God that can be revealed and manifested in us.
我要讲一点很实际的例子。
And I'll give a very practical example.
我们中间有年轻弟兄姊妹，可能你们到了这个年纪，你该结婚了。
We may have some younger brothers and sisters who are the age to start to get married.
可能呢，你的家长啊，父母亲啊，天天催你，为什么还不交朋友？为什么不结婚？
And then maybe your parents are pressuring you to get a boyfriend, girlfriend, or to get married.
你怎么办呢？
And then what do you do?
我就碰过我们中间有年轻姊妹，她说 Uncle, 我从来没有跟任何一个男孩子 dating 过。
And then I met a sister among us who said to me, Uncle, I've never dated anyone before.
我认识的男生都是我们教会一起长大，他就像我的 brother, 怎么可能会去 date 呢？
And that all the people I knew are those from church are like my brothers. How can I date them?
不是，他说我们不可能有不可能有 chemistry reaction 的，我们是 family.
And she said that we're like family, we couldn't have chemistry.
他们就问，他说 我可不可以上 internet 去找？
And so she asked, can I go on the internet to find someone?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果年长的弟兄姊妹，年轻人问我这个问题，我们怎么回答他？
And so as someone who's older, when someone younger asks you this, how do you respond?
我自己还有我的姊妹常常去跟他们讲，主耶稣为你安排，你去跟主讲，去问主，要主显明出来。
And my wife and I often tell them that God has planned out for you, so to ask God about what his plan is.
弟兄姊妹，在每一件事情上面，神有他的计划，有他的安排。
And every single thing, God has his plan and his arrangement.
我们要活在父的爱中，从我肉身生活每一个事情，都去想到，去经历父神。
And we have to live in his love and that every single thing we can experience him.
我曾经有一在服事中有一个这样的经验。
And I one time had this experience as I was serving.
有一个姊妹，她信了主，她遇见一个非常窘迫的事情。
A sister, after she believed in God, she encountered a very awkward situation.
Very urgent situation. 就是她的这个钱用完了。
Because she had used up all her money.
她该毕业了。
And it was time for her to graduate.
对，而且她能够拿到美国政府许可，毕业以后六个月的可以去找工作的那个 privilege 她已经用完六个月了。
And she already used up the opportunity of the 6 months to look for a job.
Yeah. 那么她只剩下三天就要做决定，他要不要去申请毕业？如果他不申请毕业，他下个学期没有钱交学费；如果他申请毕业，他没有工作，他就必须要离开美国。这个就是一个 dilemma， 非常窘迫。
And so she only had 3 days left to decide whether she wanted to not apply for graduation, but then she would have no money to pay, or apply but then have to leave America with no job. So this is a dilemma that she had.
她是一个很诚实的一个姊妹。
And she was a very honest person.
Honest, yeah, decent, with integrity. 她不愿意做任何违法的事情。
And so she had integrity, she didn't want to do anything unlawful.
那几天她非常的焦躁，不知道怎么办才好。
And so for these 3 days, she had no idea what to do.
有一个晚上，星期五晚上聚完会，因为她没来聚会，所以我回家就给她打个电话。
And so she didn't come to the Friday gathering, so afterwards I called her.
她就告诉我，她伯君，我现在落进这个情况，我到主日，我就必须要做这个决定。
And she said that, brother, where I'm in this dilemma, I don't know what to do, I have to make a decision by Sunday.
对不起啊，那一天呢，可能是星期四晚上，我就跟她，我不知道怎么安慰她。因为我也没有 connection 帮他祷告，不帮他想办法。
And so it was actually Thursday night, and I didn't know how to comfort her because I didn't have any connections to help her either.
我只能安慰他说：“我姊妹，你信了主耶稣，我们的天父他是你的爸爸。”
I could only comfort her by saying that you believe in God, that the Heavenly Father is your father.
如果你的爸爸是这个大学的校长，你会不会 worry 下个学期呢？不会的。
If your father was the president of the university, would you worry about the next semester? You wouldn't.
那么，如果你现在看见宇宙万有的主宰是你的父亲，你不要担心，你把你的难处告诉他就好。
But if the creator of the entire universe is your father, then you don't need to worry. Just bring your hardships to him.
那时候都已经过了半夜十二点，他因为打工回家，我才找到他。
At this point, it was already after midnight because I called her after she worked.
好，那么最后我们就一起祷告。
And then we prayed together.
就没想到主日啊，她很高兴的来聚会了。
And then on Sunday, she came very joyfully to church.
她说礼拜四晚上我们祷告完了，她就安息的去休息，因为她实在太累了。
She said that on Thursday after we prayed, she restfully went to sleep because she was so tired.
星期五早上起来，他不知道该去申请毕业还是不毕业，还是再去打电话问，我投的 简历你们收到没有？她都没有做。
And so on Friday, she didn't know whether she should apply or not, apply for graduation or to like look at her job applications again.
结果到了中午12点，她收到一个 email。
So she didn't do any of it, but then at 12, she received an email.
一个很小的公司，在我们 Oregon 海边的一个公司说，我们公司决定 offer 你一个 job。
A small company on the coast of Oregon said they were willing to offer you a job.
她马上就接受了。
And of course, she immediately accepted it.
现在这个姊妹在那边，她是那个公司的老板，她是那个 owner 了。
And now the sister, she's
20年前的事情。
She's the owner of the company now because this happened more than 20 years ago.
哦，不仅了，不，快要30年前的事情。
It was almost 30 years ago.
啊，这我们姊妹，所以礼拜天。他接到那个，他下午就去申请毕业，然后组织他来聚会。
And so then after she got this offer, she applied for graduation and then came to church on Sunday.
他一见到我，他满脸的喜乐，他说：“神真是我的爸爸。”
When she saw me, she was full of joy because she said, "The Lord truly is my father."
弟兄姊妹，我们要学圣灵管制的功课，常常思想父神的爱。
To learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit, we often will live in it, will experience His love.
如果你有一个爱你的肉身的父亲，你要想，我天上的父亲比我肉身父亲更爱，而且他的能力更大。
If you have a physical father who loves you, how much more will your heavenly father love you, and how great His power is?
啊，那么若是我们这样子学进入我们的人生，你就会发现你的人生呢。是有人负责任的，是有人在环境中帮助、扶持、供应的。
And so, if we live our life in this way, then you know that someone has responsibility over your life and is strengthening you and supplying you.
那么第二个点呢？当我们进入我们的人生的学习里面。
And the second point is that when we enter into the lessons of our life.
如果我遇见一个环境。
If we encounter an environment.
或者我进入一个特殊的 situation， 一个遭遇的里面。
Or we have a special situation。
可能我们里面肉身的感觉很难受、痛苦，我们也觉得委屈。
We may feel very miserable, sad, and yeah。
这个时候要冷静。
And at this point, this is when we should calm down.
Yeah, be calm.
Be calm.
Be cool. 用年轻人讲，你要酷。这个时候不要先去排斥，不要去埋怨，不要抗拒，也不要逃避。
And this is when we should cool down. We shouldn't reject or complain, resist or flee away from it.
Yeah, 我们呢，把这件事一五一十的带到父神的跟前。
But instead, we should bring this before the Lord.
这个带啊，可能你需要一点挣扎。
Require growth to be able to do this.
我个人碰到一些事情的时候，有时候我就感觉啊，里面有一个催促，你要到一个单独的环境里面去，跟神之间办这个交涉，要去告诉神。
And I often find that you have to go by yourself before the Lord to bring this to the Lord.
这种时候呢，单独的与主面对面，要安静自己的心，把你心里面所有的想法、苦楚、难处。通通讲给父神听，讲给主耶稣听。
And so when you go by yourself before the Lord, we should calm down our hearts and to bring all our hardships, all of our thoughts to the Lord.
然后跟主说，主啊，我愿意放下我自己的想法。
And to say to the Lord, I'm willing to put down my own ways.
我愿意向你完全的降服 ，submissive to you.
I'm willing to completely be submissive to you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个时候啊。可能说有人会劝我们说，你可以这样做，你可以那样做，我们有各种的办法的时候。
Some people may tell you to do this or do this, and we all have our own ways.
我们跟父说啊，父啊，如果是出于你，求你指示我。
But we say to the Lord that if it's from you, may you direct me to it.
我该怎么反应？
Tell me how to respond.
我们用感谢的心来接受神在环境中的带领。
And to use a thankful heart to accept God's leading in the environment.
你知道，有的时候一些环境临到我们了，我们会抗拒它的。
And sometimes when some environment comes to us, we might try to resist it.
保罗讲到他自己蒙恩的时候啊，主对他说过一句话。
And when Paul received the grace, he said what he talked about what the Lord said to him.
啊，因为保罗本来他叫扫罗的，他是非常反对信耶稣基督的。
Before Paul was Saul, and he was against all those who were Christians.
啊，他要去逼迫，要去捉拿那些跟随耶稣基督的人。
He wanted to persecute the people who followed Christ.
所以在大马色的门口啊，得荣耀复活的基督啊，复活得荣耀基督向他显现。
And so on the road to Damascus, the glorious and resurrected Lord was revealed to him.
那么保罗不知道这位是谁啊？他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And so Paul didn't know who this was, and he said, "Who is this?"
保罗说呢，他听见有声音用希伯来话向他说。扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
And Paul said, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
弟兄姊妹，保罗那时候认为呢，信耶稣基督这个环境是不好的，我们要把它扑灭。
Paul thought that at this point that the environment of knowing and following Christ was bad. We want to get rid of it.
这是他学的第一个功课，主告诉他说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
And so his first lesson was that it's hard for you to kick against the goats.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以彼得啊，在他晚年的时候写彼得前书。
And so then Peter in his later years when he wrote 1 Peter.
他讲到这一方面的学习的时候，在彼得前书第五章第五第六节，彼得讲他的学习。
And then when he talks about his lesson in this, he talks about it in 1 Peter 5:5-6.
他说你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
因为我们碰见一些环境不满我们意的时候，我们都想去解决那个问题，对不对？
Because when we encounter environments that are not pleasing to us, we try to solve the problem.
或者我们去逃避那个环境。
Or we try to flee away from this environment.
弟兄姊妹。这些认识圣灵管制的人，他们就有一个不同的态度。
But those who know the discipline of the Holy Spirit have a different attitude.
如果这环境背后是神的手
，If God's hand is behind this environment，
如果我去逃避他，或者是我去跟他对抗，那只有叫我自己受亏损。
Then if we try to flee away from or resist it, then this is only a loss for me.
所以彼得告诉我们说。他说我们要自卑。
And so then Peter tells us that we have to be humble ourselves.
Yeah. 让我们服在神大能的手下。
And that we have to humble ourselves, submit ourselves to the mighty hand of God.
Yeah, 是的。当我们服下来的时候，我们这个人呢，我们就柔软下来。
If we submit ourselves, then we're able to be soften ourselves.
对，放下我们自己的理由，我们自己的办法，我们自己的能力。
And then we're able to put down our own reasonings, our own ways, our own strength.
我们看见主耶稣在肉身中啊，他也碰见一些环境，是叫他很为难的。
When Jesus was here on earth, he also encountered hardships and environments.
比如说马太福音第十一章里面记载。
Like was recorded in Matthew 11.
主耶稣在彼得的家乡啊，在加百农，在哥拉逊、伯塞大那一带，行了许多的神迹。
When Jesus was in areas of Peter's hometown in Capernaum, he performed many miracles.
但是主第二次到那里去服事的时候，那里的人呢、啊，非常的冷漠，根本不接待主。
But when he returned there a second time, they were very cold and they did not accept him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你我处在那个环境呢，我们可能会觉得、啊、这些人呢、啊、不配蒙恩，以后我不来了。
If you and I were there, you might be thinking that these people are not fitting of my grace, and I won't come again next time.
我们读到那里啊，主耶稣却感谢神，他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
But rather, instead, Christ he thanks God.
在路加福音第十章有另外一处。
And there's another part in Luke chapter 10.
我们看见也是有人啊出去服侍回来。
Someone had gone out to serve and then came back.
告诉主哈，说连鬼都服了我们。
And they said that, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
但是呢，有一些地方的人呢，他们却不接待主。这个哥拉逊啊，伯塞大，他们看见门徒们行的神迹，他们也不悔改。
But for those in Chorazin and Bethsaida, even though they saw the miracles, they still didn't repent.
但是主听见这个消息以后啊，主就被圣灵感动，他就欢乐起来。
But when the Lord heard this news, he was touched by the Holy Spirit and was rejoiced.
他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
He said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们要进入圣灵管制的功课的学习里面哈，我们要有第二种的态度和祷告。
And this is the second attitude and prayer that we should have in learning to follow the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么接下来呢，你就要进入这个环境，接受这个环境要给我们的祝福。
And then we have to also enter into this environment and be willing to accept the blessings from the environment.
我们就要一直的活在信心的依靠的里面。
And that we have to live in reliance on our faith.
在这个信心的依靠的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们才会得着能力，就是主的能力的帮助和复辟。
Only when we rely on faith, then we can receive the strength and the power and the help from God.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章里面讲到他身上的一个经历。
And Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10 talks about his experiences.
我们知道保罗啊，得着一个很高的启示，就是被带到神的宝座前的第三层天上。
And Paul received a very high revelation that he was brought to about the third heaven.
Yes, before the throne of God. 啊，这是不得了的经历啊。
And this is an unbelievable experience he had.
那么但是那个启示之后啊，他身上就常常有一个肉身的苦楚。
But then after this experience, he often had this physical hardship in his life.
到底那个苦楚是什么啊？读圣经的人很多人都去猜去解释啊，我不敢讲。
And other people have guesses, but I'm not sure what exactly the hardship was.
有一个弟兄啊，他的眼睛不好，他说我现在知道保罗那根刺就是我这个。看不见，眼睛不好。
A brother who had a bad eye said that Paul's thorn is like what I have in my eye.
很可能是真的，因为保罗在加拉太书里面就讲到，他说：“你看我写的字多大，因为我眼睛不好。”
And it's very possible because in Galatians, Paul says that he wrote the words very big because he couldn't see well.
你们呢？你们那个时候爱我，就是把你们的眼睛挖出来移植给我，你们都愿意。保罗真是懂。能够接受弟兄姊妹的爱心。
And Paul said that you love me so much that you were even willing to give your eyes to me.
我们不知道这根刺到底是什么。
So we don't know what this thorn actually was.
但是在哥林多后书十二章第七节到第十节，保罗说到他怎样跟这个遭遇啊，这个环境相处。
But in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, Paul talks about how he dealt with these encounters.
第七节他说啊，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
在这里，他明白那个环境，神的爱的目的是什么？
He understood in his environment what the purpose of God's love was.
因为保罗也是人。
Because Paul was also a person.
一个人如果他能力越大， 知识越丰富，口才越好，他不知不觉就比别人高了。
For humans, when we have more power, more knowledge, or better speaking skills, then we unknowingly may become, bring ourselves higher than others.
所以神为着要叫他能够谦卑，所以就给他这一根刺。
And so in order for God to humble him, he put this thorn in him.
就好像雅各，他自己四肢发达，都很，而且头脑聪明，他就胜过所有的人。
Like Jacob, he was able to use his own ways to expand himself, and he had his own knowledge and strengths.
但是神为了要保护他，神在天使跟他摔跤的时候，摸了他的大腿窝一把。
But then, in order to protect him when they were wrestling, he took part of his from his hip.
His thigh.
His thigh.
所以从那一天开始，他就 lame. 他就瘸了。
That day on, he was lame.
从那一天以后，他没有拐杖，他自己站不起来。
And then without a cane, he wasn't able to stand himself.
没有拐杖，他就没有办法自己走路。
And without a cane, he wasn't able to walk himself.
在他看起来是一个很痛苦的事情。
And this was a very painful thing for him.
如果我们祷告，用信心叫你好起来，跟别人一样用跑又跳的，赞美主，主不做这个事。
And if we ask the Lord on that, if youHeals, and we can be with all the others rejoicing. God won't do this.
所以今天呢，很多有信心的人，把主不要做的事都做掉了。
And so, for many of those who are faithful, they may do things that God didn't even want you to do.
我年轻的时候在西雅图服侍。
When I was younger, and I was serving in Seattle.
我们请了一位讲员，是一位很有爱心、很会用信心的一位西国弟兄。
And we invited a speaker who was very loving and.Really had faith.
那一次他讲完道，他讲信心的道，叫鼓励弟兄姊妹要运用信心。
And that day his message is about faith to encourage others to have faith.
我记得印象很深刻，那天聚完会我们在会所门口，有一个弟兄就跟他讲说，请你不要祷告把我们 Murray Near 移到海里面去。We need it.
And so then afterwards we were talking, your brother said that please will you not pray that you will lead us
You will remove the Mount Rainier to the ocean.
And so pray so much that you'll move Mount Rainier to the ocean.
他说我们华盛顿州的人呢，喜欢那座山的风景，请你不要把它丢到海里面去。
And so he said that we really like the views from this mountain. Please don't move into the sea.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候环境加在我们身上，主不把环境挪开，这叫圣灵的管制。
Sometimes when we encounter an environment and God doesn't remove it, this is a discipline of the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？要保护我们。
And so why is this? It's to protect us.
我讲，雅各腿瘸了，他见到他哥哥的时候，他哥哥一点都不想跟他打架，生他的气了。
And when Jacob was lame, then he met his brother. His brother didn't want to fight with him anymore.
为什么呢？
And why was this?
因为如果雅各还是四肢健全，雄赳赳气昂昂的，那么多礼物去给他的哥哥，你想他哥哥会有什么感觉？你比我强。
Because if Jacob was still completely well, carrying all these gifts to go meet his brother, how would his brother feel?
你东西比我多，我现在就可以下手，而且我应该下手。
Yeah, you have more things than me, so I should react and do something to you.
但是他哥哥远远看见那里一个，就是他弟弟的身影，但是呢，是一个瘸子，一拐一拐的匍匐到他的面前来，他哥哥所有气都没有。
Oh, and his brother saw that it was Jacob, but that he needed a cane and he was lame. All his anger went away.
那弟兄相爱的那个感情，所以他们两个见了面，扶在个人的肩膀上面，放声痛哭，那是多美的一幅图画，真是神做成的。
And so then they had their brotherly love back again. They embraced each other, and this was the beautiful work of God.
我想从那一天开始，雅各开始明白，他一生的遭遇都在神的安排和神的计划的底下。
And that day, Jacob understood that all his encounters and environments were under God's plan and arrangement.
所以从那个之后，他学属灵的功课是甘心情愿、主动的 配合神，而不再是自己去出力气了。
And then from then on, he willingly and wanted to learn the lessons of the Holy Spirit and of to follow God.
这件事情用在保罗的身上。
And then this thing was also used by Paul.
保罗碰见他的不舒服，他就去祷告，他三次去求主说，把这个刺挪开。
And then when Paul encountered something hurtful, he three times asked God to remove this thorn.
他也知道神为什么把这刺加在他的身上。
And he also knew why God put this thorn in him.
他说，免得叫我自高，因为我得的启示太大。
Because he said that in order that I may not be exalted too high because I've received such a great revelation.
弟兄姊妹，如果你越聪明啊，可能你身上越需要一点圣灵的管制。
Maybe the smarter you are, the more you need the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
姊妹啊，如果你越漂亮啊，可能也需要一点圣灵的管制。
Maybe the more pretty you are, then you need more the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
好，叫我们在主的面前安谦卑下来。
And so that we can
在面前谦卑下来。
And so that before people and before God, we may humble ourselves.
那么保罗去求啊，他也知道这个环境是从撒旦来的。
And then Paul also knew that this environment was from Satan.
啊，这个在他身上这个痛苦是撒旦来攻击他。
And then this pain on him was a messenger of Satan to buffet him.
但是主回答他说，我不挪开这个，但是我的恩典够你用。
And the Lord says that I will not remove this from you, but my grace is sufficient.
因为这个恩典是让你经历神的能力。
Because this grace allows you to experience God's strength.
如果你没有这个软弱，你就不需要去靠神，你就没有经历神能力的机会。
If you don't have this weakness, then you don't need to rely on God. You don't have the opportunity to experience Him.
我的能力是在软弱的人身上显得完全。
And that my strength is made perfect in weakness.
弟兄姊妹，我们都想要做一个在主里刚强的人。
We all want to be people who are strong in God.
在主里刚强的人，很可能他的肉身呢是最软弱的。
Those who are strong in God are probably the ones who are physically the most weak.
是的，我们在肉身中越软弱，里面经历神能力的扶持就越真实。
The more weak we physically are, the more that we can experience God's strength and power in us.
在这件事情上面，保罗学会了，他领会了。
And Paul, he received this and he learned this.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们学圣灵管制的功课，碰到事情来说，我们要等候。
So to learn the discipline of the Holy Spirit, when we encounter things, we have to wait.
我们在等候中要清楚的祷告。
And while waiting, we have to very clearly pray and fellowship with the Lord.
我们可以问主说，主啊，这个环境是从撒旦来的，是我自己犯错，还是是你的美意？
We have to ask him, is this environment from you, from Satan, or from myself?
那么我明白这个，我该怎么样来处理？求你教导我。
And then if I know this, how do I deal with it? May you please guide me.
弟兄姊妹，在我们出信的时候啊，在我们肉身生活中生病的时候，特别是一个好机会来学习。
In our physical life, when we first believe when we're sick, it's a very good opportunity to learn this.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样经历过
？And I don't know if you've ever had this experience.
信主以后，你听过这样的主话语的教导，如果我们生病了，该怎么办
？And have you heard what we should do when we're sick?
第一件事，到主面前去问。主啊，这个病是撒旦攻击我吗
？First, he asked the Lord, "Is this illness because Satan's provoking me?"
或者是我犯了错，我要认罪，你借这个管教我呢
？Or is it because I sinned and I need to repent? You're using this to punish me?
或者是主，这件事情是你有恩典，你要让我学功课呢？
Or is it because this thing that you had your grace, let me learn a lesson through this?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们可以学的。
This is something that we can learn.
比如说有的时候我们工作不知不觉就太劳累了，睡眠缩短了，结果我感冒了。我们不能说这个是撒旦攻击。
So for example, if at work where we work a lot and we're stressed and we get sick, this isn't the work of Satan.
这是我疏忽了。
This is because I neglected.
My own neglection. 我们自己 careless. 我们知道有的时候神的儿女们呢, 碰到环境, 什么都赖给撒旦, 撒旦也有一点冤枉了。
Or sometimes some people, they just blame everything on Satan.
我最近有一位弟兄得救了。
Recently, a brother was saved.
他是一个画家, 很会画画。
He was a very good artist.
我们向他传福音, 他说我不反对, 我妻子如果信主, 我就跟他一起受浸。
And so when we preached the gospel to him, he said, I'm not against it. If my wife believes, then I will too.
我跟他说, 他信他的, 你不需要跟他一起受浸, 因为你不接受主耶稣的话, 浸也没用的。And
I said that she believes in her own thing. Even if you get baptized, but you don't believe it, there's no purpose.
那么我们这样讲了以后, 他就开始认真地来听福音。
And when we said this, he started to more seriously listen to the gospel.
在他听福音的阶段, 他身体不好, 有一天呢, 他喜欢吃生鱼片, 啊, 他一餐呢, 吃了两磅的这个 sashimi, 结果回来呢, 上吐, 啊, 泄不出来, 非常不舒服, 吐得一塌糊涂。
And during this time period, he started to also get sick. He really liked to eat raw fish, and one time he ate a lot of sashimi, and he was very sick and vomiting afterwards.
那么他去检查, 医生说你得了 second stage 的 colon cancer.
And the doctor told him that he had second stage colon cancer.
哇,他就很生气啊, 他说神怎么这样对待我?
And so he was very... And so he's very angry. He said, how could God treat me this way? And he stopped coming to the gatherings.
后来我有机会在他安静的时候跟他讲, 我说, 其实神爱你。
And when he calmed down, I said to him that God does love you.
你得这个病是因为你过去的生活习惯, 你太随意, 太任性。
And the reason why you got this illness is because before you just did according to whatever you wanted.
你想想看, 从你出生到现在, 你已经60岁了。 你把你的身体折磨了60年, 神现在提醒你, 让你以后可以健康, 你应该感恩, 诶, 他醒过来了。
And it said that you've already been living this way against your body for the past 60 years. This is God's opportunity for you. And then he awoke from this.
他就到主面前认罪, 他说主啊, 我错怪你了, 而且呢, 这个是我自己造成的, 现在我把我自己和我的病交给你。
And so he repented to the Lord and said that I wrongfully blamed you. I caused this myself, so I give myself and my illness to you.
我从今以后吃东西我要听话了。
And from then on, whatever I eat, I'll submit to you.
那时候他就要我给他开一个疗养的这个，那我给他开了，他跟他姊妹很认真啊，天天是这样，没有想到一个礼拜他的脸色就像年轻人一样。
And so they asked me to give him
a remedy,
and then within a week,
remedy.
A diet remedy, and then within a week, he already started to look better.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要弄清楚环境背后的原因, 那是需要, 那叫做学圣灵的管制, 我们要去求问, 要得着主的答案。
In order for us to follow the discipline of the Holy Spirit, we have to understand what's behind the environment and ask God for answers.
而且在这个求问得着答案的时候, 用全心的相信俯伏说, 主啊, 你对, 我愿意相信, 我愿意接, 听话。
And when we receive these answers that we may truthfully say that, Lord, you are right, and I'm willing to submit.
靠着你的恩典, 求你带我走过这个环境。
And that through your grace, may you help us to help me to walk through this environment.
那位弟兄, 终究他信了主, 他得救, 受浸的时候, 他做见证。
And so he believed in the Lord, and when he was giving his testimony,
他说我是一个画家, 我是一个知识分子, 一生都在寻找心灵的故乡在哪里。
And so that he's an artist, and that his whole life he was looking for
my homeland of my heart, the homeland of my heart.
And so that was the homeland of his heart.
弟兄姊妹, 他是热爱自己出生的土地的, 爱自己祖国的，他说现在那个地方对我来讲一点眷恋都没有。
And so before he really loved his homeland, but now he has no desire for it anymore.
他把自己放逐到欧洲去，他说我本来很痛苦，我没有安息，现在我在基督里面，在神里面，我找到了我心灵的故乡了。
And so then he put himself in Europe and he said that I now have peace and rest in the Lord.
啊，我们基督徒的话是叫做我们呢回家了，是不是呢？
And so we call this that we are home now.
有神做我的父亲了，我就回家了。
And that with God as our father, then we're home.
我们到神的儿女们中间，我们就回到神的家了，这叫做神做我们的家。他用他的这个哲学的很有知识的文化的表达方式，我找到我心灵的故乡了。
And that, so then when we return back to the children of God, return back to God, then we are home again. And so in this way, it was like he's returning to the homeland of his heart.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样的学习，学会了依靠主，我们才叫做我们在学圣灵管制的功课。
If we learn this and we learn to rely on God, this is learning to learn the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么，若是我们这样的学圣灵管制的功课，
and if we do learn this lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
主会在我们里面创造出对主自己越过越深的渴慕。
Then we'll have a deeper, deeper desire for the Lord Himself.
我们知道雅各啊。从他没有出生，他就是很有企图心的人，要为自己得着什么。
And before Jacob was even born, he already knew exactly what he wanted to get for himself.
还没有出生，他就想得长子的名分。
Before he was even born, he wanted to have the firstborn birthright.
所以等他长大以后，他真的自己去骗来了。
And so when he grew up, he really deceived him and got this for himself.
他要得他自己的爱情，所以他为拉结啊。服侍十四年，他都甘心情愿。
In order to get the love that he wanted, he was willing to serve Laban for 14 years.
啊，他要把他岳父的财产变成他的，他用了他的计谋，其实是神在祝福他。
In order to take his father-in-law's possessions, he used his own ways, but it really was God blessing him.
但是在比鲁伊勒。
But in
Peniel.
In
Peniel.
Peniel.
Yeah, Peniel. 比鲁伊勒，神遇见了他。
But in Peniel, that's where God met him.
神，天使跟他摔跤，不能胜过他。到天亮的时候，就把他大腿窝摸了一把。
And that as a man wrestled with him, when the day broke, he took apart from his, from the socket of his hip.
那么天使要离开的时候，他抱住天使不放他走。他说什么呢？你若不为我祝福，我就不放你过去。
And when the angel wanted to leave, he said that I will not let you go unless you bless me.
你看啊，在他破碎了以后，被破碎了以后，他里面对神的要渴慕开始出来了，他要神的祝福。
After he himself was broken, then he had a greater desire for God. He wanted God's blessings.
这是学圣灵管制功课的人，在我们身上会有一个标记。他越来越对其他的事物，因为他已经在恩典中越过了这些事情。
And this is a mark of the lesson of learning the discipline of the Holy Spirit, because in other things we've already overcome them.
啊，他或者他超越了那些事情。
Or, yeah, he's overcome all those other things.
Yeah, he surpassed all this. Yeah, 所以呢，他里面呢开始天亮了，他要神的自己。
And so it was enlightened inside of him that he wanted God himself.
这是主在我们里面呢，使我们有一个渴慕的心。
And so this is what the desire of, this is what God wants us to have in our hearts.
在大卫的身上，你看，他好像遭遇经历跟雅各完全不一样。
And then the experiences and encounters that David had are very different than Jacob.
他在幼年的时候就是被家人遗忘的一个孩子。
And when he was younger, he was one who was forgotten by his family.
Yeah, 所以当撒母耳要去告他的时候呢，他所有的哥哥都回家了，他爸爸就是忘记还有一个小儿子在外面放羊。
And so when Samuel wanted to anoint him, they had all gone back and they forgot about him outside with the sheep.
但是大卫一点怨言都没有。
But David didn't have any complaints.
他也一点委屈的感觉都没有。
And he also didn't feel
wrongly treated. 好像 ill-treated. 他没有这样子。
And he didn't feel treated at all.
他到撒母耳面前的时候容貌俊美，其实太阳把他脸晒得黑黑的，脖子上晒得像 redneck 一样。
And so he was actually very, very tanned, and when because of the sun.
英文叫做 ruddy.
He was ruddy because of the sun.
Yeah, 我们在美国的说法叫 redneck, 就是做劳力活动的人。大卫在幼年在这样的环境里面，他就经历神。他活在神的爱。
But David, when he was still young, he experienced God and he lived in his love.
那么等到他受高了以后，苦难就加剧在他的身上。
And then when after he was anointed, all the hardships came to him.
14年的时间。
It was over 14 years.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见大卫啊，困苦流离，到处被追逼。
And that David, he had escaped and being exiled and to all over the place.
他也常常害怕。
And he was often afraid and fearful.
我们都喜欢诗篇27篇第四节的话。
We all like Psalms 27 verse 4.
但是你真正去读诗篇24篇，不，27篇，你就看见了，大卫写这篇诗的时候，他说，我的仇敌要前来吃我的肉。你看看那个环境多可怕啊。
But when we read the rest of Psalm 27, we see that he says that my enemies want to come for me.
Verse 2.
That my enemies want to devour me.
Yeah, 他们要来吞吃我的肉。但是呢，他说有一件事我要求耶和华。
And so that the wicked, they want to advance against me, devour me, but there's one thing I ask from the Lord.
我现在还要寻求。
And this is what I will seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
并且在他的殿中求问。
And to acquire in his temple.
他第五节就说，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。将我高举在磐石上。
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
这一句话哈，在我有一次出去服侍之前呢，我很害怕，主就把这第五节给我。
Once before I was going to go out to serve, I was very afraid, but God put this verse 5 in me.
因为很多人告诉说你现在去那个地方啊，你小心出事情。
Because people told me to be careful in case anything bad happens in the place I was going.
那么主把这句话给我呢，我还是心里七上八下的，但是既然接受了邀请，我就去了。
And so the Lord gave me this verse, and I was still afraid, but because I was invited, I went.
就那一次啊，在聚会最后一天呢，我在讲台上，忽然之间呢，在底下的那个年长父子弟兄啊，神情非常严肃。
And then on the last day when I was talking, a brother in the front row suddenly had a very serious, stern face.
他忽然站起来哈，就直接指着我，你下来！我吓坏了，赶快把圣经一收就下去了。
And then so that he got up and very suddenly said, he pointed at me and said, get down. So I was very scared and I immediately came down.
而且他告诉我说，你不要坐在前面，你到后面找一个空位，坐在弟兄姊妹中间。
And he told me not to sit in the front, but to go sit in the in between other brothers and sisters.
为什么呢？我才一下来哈，就有警车进来了，好多武装的人就在后面呢，来看。
And as soon as I sat down, many police came in.
弟兄姊妹们，你就知道啊，今天我们人生每一个环境，如果你不紧紧的跟随主。很多的危险我们自己不能预料，很多的环境我们不会处理的。
And so if we don't very clearly and tightly follow to the Lord, the many dangers and environments that we don't know how to overcome or deal with will happen.
那天很奇妙啊，这些警察看着看去，好像他主把他们眼睛都蒙掉了，他们看完以后笑一笑就走掉了。
And very amazingly that day, as the police looked around, it seemed like they were blinded, and they just smiled and then left.
弟兄姊妹，为什么主把我们藏在亭子里？
So why does the Lord, why does he hide us in the pavilion?
因为我们寻求他的面。
Because we are pursuing him.
因为我们紧紧地说主我不能我要靠你。
Because we very clearly said that I cannot, I need to rely on you.
我们要住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
That we have to dwell in the house of the Lord to behold his beauty.
而且问主说主我可不可以去。如果可以去，你给我话；如果不能去，你告诉我，我就不去。
And to ask God, should I go? And if you do, tell me what to do. Otherwise, I won't go.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常求主施恩保守。
We often ask God to give grace to us to protect us.
赐给我们一个要讨神喜悦、要得着主自己、愿意投靠他的心。
To have a heart that wants to completely be for Him, that wants to please Him.
所以雅各学圣灵管制的功课是神主宰的安排让他醒过来。
For Jacob to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit, it was God's plan to awaken him.
但是大卫学圣灵管制的功课他是体贴神的爱因为他自幼没有人爱他只有父神爱他所以他就这样跟随父就走上这条路了。
But for David to learn the discipline of the Holy Spirit, he clung on to God's love as his only way, and then he was on the way.
弟兄姊妹，你是哪一种呢？
And so what kind of person are you?
你是像雅各一样，妈妈很爱，爸爸也很疼的吗？
Are you like Jacob, who both your parents loved you very much?
啊，主也会像带领雅各一样，带我们进入圣灵管制的学习。
God will also lead you, like he led Jacob, to the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那么若是你我像大卫一样
Or if you're like David.
我们人生呢，生下来就是个丑小鸭。
And that you're born like the ugly duckling.
对，但是呢，父神爱我们。
But that the Father, the Heavenly Father, he loves you.
父神在每一件事情上面都留意保守。
And that in everything he cares for you and protects you.
你知道大卫在旷野逃难的时候，他救了拿巴的。羊群
and that when David was in the shepherding, he saved the Nabal's flock.
啊，所以大卫在剪羊毛的时候啊，求要他的这个跟随的人去讨一点呢这个供应。
And so then when he was shearing the sheep, he asked his people to go get some supply.
From Nabal. 这个 Nabal 是一个很粗鲁的人，他说现在逃离主人家的这个奴隶多得很，大卫是谁，他就不理了。
But Nabal was a very careless person. He said that who is David? There's so many others, and he didn't care.
那一天大卫知道了，大卫非常生气啊，他起了一个誓，他说如果我还让拿巴的头留在他身上，是愿神重重降罚我与我，他就去。要去报仇去了。
And so then that day, when David heard this, he was very angry. He said that if Nabal keeps his head, then will may God punish me.
结果走到半路啊，拿巴的妻子亚比该啊 ，Abigail 就来用礼物来赔罪。
And so then, as he headed for his revenge, Nabal's wife Abigail came with presents for David.
那么亚比该怎么样安慰大卫？
And had Abigail comfort David?
他跟大卫说，我主啊，你不要去理这个愚昧人拿巴。
And she said, my Lord, don't you deal with this foolish person, Nabal.
因为你在我们神的眼中看为是一个宝器，神要用很好的布把它包裹起来保护你的。
And because he said that the Lord has treated as a gift that he'll wrap you up very beautifully.
弟兄姊妹，我用这个来说明啊。一个学圣灵管制功课的人，在神眼中是宝贵的。
A person who learns the discipline of the Holy Spirit is precious before the Lord.
啊，神的爱，神的眼目不会离开这个。
God's love and His say will not leave this person.
即便我们犯罪失败了，神也要来把我们拉回来。
Even when we sin and fail, God will still bring us back.
所以在诗篇二十三篇里面，大卫讲到：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。”
And that's why in Psalm 23 he says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And that your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
杖是用来对付仇敌的，那个竿呢，是来归正这个走迷的羊的。
The rod is to deal with the enemies, and the staff is to bring back the stray sheep.
这是学圣灵的管制功课，得着的福分。
This is the blessings received by learning to follow the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
最后我要交通两个点，从大卫的身上看见。
And then lastly, I'll share two points that we see from David.
大卫学圣灵的管制啊，他有两个非常美好的态度。
When David was learning the discipline of the Holy Spirit, he had two very important attitudes.
第一个啊，我想这个大家都知道了，我就快快复习一下。第一个，他有一个受教的心 ，teachable。
And the first is that he had a teachable heart.
啊，他能够听得见主借任何人向他说的话。
And that he was able to hear whatever God said to him through various people.
他的耳朵和他的心呢，是受过割礼的。
And that his ears and his heart were circumcised.
就是在我们身上来讲，就是我们的耳朵，我们的心是接受基督十字架的死的审判。
And for us, that means our ears and our heart accepted Christ's death on the cross.
使我们的耳朵，我们的心向着主是打开的。
And that our ears and our hearts are open towards the Lord.
怎么叫做向着主打开呢？我对着环境，对着自己，对着神，对着人，是柔软，是谦卑的。
To be open towards the Lord means that that we are humble and we're meek before Him in terms of any environments or people or God.
是的，我们就能够听见而且明白主在环境中向我们说什么。
So that we can hear and understand what God is trying to tell us through the environment.
第二件事情，我们在人生中没有一个人敢说我绝对不会犯错。
And the second is that no one can say that I have never sinned.
我们知道，除了主耶稣之外，没有一个人没有犯过错。
Besides Jesus himself, not a single person has never sinned.
亚伯拉罕失败过。
Abraham has failed before.
大失败过。那雅各就不用说了。
Jacob has sinned, all have sinned.
摩西也失败过，they failed.
Moses has also failed.
大卫也同样的。圣经上记载他两次很可怕的失败。
And David has also failed. His two very scary failures are recorded.
Yeah, 两次的 mistake.
Two mistakes.
不管是他有意的或者无意的。
Whether it's intentional or unintentional.
一个学圣灵管制功课的人，神一定管教他。
Someone who's learned the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit, God will discipline them.
对，神在管教他的时候，虽然他会苦楚，但是他甘心情愿，因为那个叫他洁净。
And so even though you maybe encounter hardships when you're getting disciplined, you're willing and to accept that.
Because that will purify them.
Because it will purify it.
用着我们的魂生命呢，借着这些管教就干净了。
Because then our soul and our life through these can be cleansed.
我们知道扫罗跟大卫所以不同，就是扫罗不能接受修正。
And Saul and David are different because Saul wasn't willing to accept the correction.
但是大卫呢？当他一看见自己的罪的时候，他立刻伏下来说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
But when David saw his sins, he immediately was willing to submit and say, "I wronged the Lord."
他是真心诚意的悔改，求神怜悯。
And that he genuinely repented and asked God for forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，当他这样接受修正的时候
，When he accepted the correction in this way.
所带来的祝福不仅是他个人。
The blessings he received was not only on himself.
这个祝福呢，是神就用美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
But these blessings are the ones where God used His will on Zion to build up the city, the wall of Jerusalem.
这是在诗篇五十一篇第十八节，大卫的一个祷告。
This was David's prayer in Psalm 51:18.
51:18 啊，他说：“求你随你的美意，善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷城墙。”
Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，那就是神的荣耀借着基督在教会中彰显出来。
This is the glory that is revealed in the church through Jesus Christ.
啊，我想感谢主，让我们有超过半年了，我们一共用了30个礼拜，包含上个礼拜空了一个礼拜哈，我们读了14课。
And so thank God that we've had over half a year to have over 30 weeks and 14 topics.
我个人在和弟兄姊妹的交通中得着许多主的教导和扶持。
I received a lot of God's teachings and support through my fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我也深信主在弟兄姊妹中间做又美又善的工作。
And I truly believe that God is doing His good and beautiful will among us.
愿这些福分呢，都显在我们个人和神的家中。
And may these blessings be shown each of us and in the house of God.
我今天的交通就停在这里。
I'll finish my sharing here for tonight.
我们接下来有一点祷告，好吗？请弟兄姊妹哈，你们可以自由的在主面前祷告。最后我们还是请林弟兄跟杨玉弟兄带我们最后结束，好不好？